Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and I'm so happy you are with us today. We're going to be speaking today with Al Sanchez, Jr. He is the CEO of A-Mark Enterprises, which is the worldwide exclusive provider of poly-MVA. A lot of people these days, we are finding, are having a lot of significant health crises, chronic illness, grave medical diagnosis. They're hitting the wall. I felt fine this year, and, you know, all of a sudden at the end of the year, my goodness, where did that cancer come from? Or why are you telling me it's stage four when, you know, what happened to 1, 2, and 3? Or, hey, doc, you've been supposedly taking care of me. Why am I crumbling? Why is this happening to me? But then we also look at the idea of diet. We're always worried about our weight. Like our weight's got this big thing that's going to, you know, be great for us. If we get our weight down, all of our medical and health conditions will go away. When really, we aren't really even paying attention to our body. So what Mr. Sanchez and I will be talking today is, how do you pay attention to your body in face of some of these diagnoses and be able to go on living a healthy life? And really, how do those all fit together? And what happens if you jumped in at step 3 or step 2 or you don't even know what we're talking about? Because you know what? How many people really even know what an immune system is? Or how do we even know what will help us? All we know is, I don't feel good today. I've got a really, really not good feeling about this. I'm not doing well. I don't know how to work with this. And that's what we'll be talking about today. So we're going to jump right into the show today. So, Mr. Sanchez, welcome to the show, and thank you for being with us today.
Hi, Dr. Jane. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
You know, we jumped right into the show today. Didn't want to waste any extra time because this is such a topic, I think, on everybody's mind these days. Don't you believe?
It really is. And sometimes, especially in today's internet world of just overabundant of information, it's kind of overwhelming. So, you know, it really makes me happy and glad that there's individuals such as yourself that support the fact that let's try and keep it simple for everybody. Let's bring it back down. Let's not overcomplicate it. And I love to call it just common sense medicine. And what I mean by that is that most of us can figure it out if kind of get out of the weeds and get all the extraneous stuff out of our way, which you have a great understanding of. So as a doctor, when you present that to the patients and you kind of bring some light to the situation, it really makes them go, oh, okay, I can do that. That's not that tough. And you make it much more manageable for where they're at, what they're feeling, giving them a level of understanding, and it empowers them then to go make decisions that are positively influencing into their life and their health, and lo and behold, we have these miracles that happen. It's wonderful.
You know, I think there has been such a change in medicine. It used to be a long time ago there were simple things. In the 50s and 60s and 70s, antibiotics. Well, this is great. Now people won't die from infections. And then there became, you know, in the 80s and 90s and 2000, it was viruses, right? And now we're looking at cancers. And you have to think that all of this combination of evolution has contributed to the place we're in. I mean, cancers... And they are finding out at the last medical conference I went to recently, when they come up with it, the first test they run is, what on your DNA is missing? And they're finding out, you know, with these charts that, hey, this little snippet of your DNA is defective. Therefore, now we can tag on this cancer. So if you think about it, how did that DNA get defective? Do we ever have that part of your DNA? Did it happen over generations? You know, did it happen with exposures? Everybody says, well, you know, we have three people in the family. Their DNA has all the same problems, but they don't all have cancer. So what turns that on or off? You know, and all of these questions keep coming up in everybody's minds, and they're Googling it furiously on the computer, but nobody is really taking action. I think we do a whole lot of conceptual thought. That looks good. Maybe I'll try this. So-and-so told me to try that, and, you know, blah, 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 but nothing ever gets done. So how do you think you see health gone over the generations?
Well, I think you described it quite eloquently there by blocking it out in the various decades and approaches. But fundamentally what I think you're pointing out is that it's a process. And the fact that we don't know, but we so quickly want to latch on to the reason for this. Oh, it's that little bug. Oh, it's that virus. Oh, it's this. Well, yeah, but how often in life at any level, personally, professionally, or even medically, does it ever come down to one factor? It doesn't. It never has. And I would surmise that it likely never will. But you pointed out, interestingly enough, that it's a culmination of these things. So you talked about genes. Okay. Can you change your genes? Are you going to be able to do a darn thing about your genes? Nope. Ever? No. So from a family history point of view, okay, that gives you a little more inclination and direction. But that's all that it gives you. Okay, my family, for whatever reason, has a predisposition to diabetes or to heart disease or to cancer. But what's interesting now is that as time is progressing, tell me what family doesn't, right?
That's exactly correct.
So guess what? We can now take that out of the equation and simply say diseases in general are affecting us all. Okay, let's all start from that premonition. Okay, well, we can't change our genes too much. But what can we change? And Dr. Garnett, who is the inventor and discoverer of the poly-MVA, put it to me in a way that made sense, because he talked about DNA, and everybody was focusing on the DNA of cancer and how we could change it and how we could break it. Well, that's what chemotherapies and radiation therapies do. They damage DNA. Well, cancer cells have very simple DNA, and it doesn't rejuvenate very quickly. So if we can damage it quickly enough and then the body can rejuvenate, then maybe we can get rid of it. And that was the basic approach to cancer therapies in the early 20th century. Well, we see where it's gotten us. So now it's time for common sense to step in and say, this damaging the body really isn't getting us the solution, so let's go a different direction. Okay. Well, what does affect these genes? Well, and going back to what I mentioned earlier about what Dr. Garnett taught me was, he said, Al, so you want to plant a garden. Okay. Are you going to plant it in the wintertime when it's covered in snow? No. Are you going to plant it in the shade where it's not going to get very much sun? No. Are you going to plant the seeds and never water them? No. Okay. So if you put the seeds, hence this genetic material of the plant, in an environment that is not too healthy, You don't water it. You keep it around a lot of pollution. You feed it. You don't fertilize the soil. How healthy do you think those plants are going to be? Not very healthy, or no, they're not going to grow at all. Exactly right. You guess what? Your DNA is no different. If you put your environment, if you put your body, if you put yourself in an environment that is around supportive, healthy things that support your body and its function, do you think you're going to be healthy? Yeah, I have a greater chance. Yes, you do. And he kept it that simple to me, and I went, wow, there it is, common sense medicine. So these long-term degenerative diseases that we're seeing spring up in our society these days, you know, cancer didn't start just yesterday. A cold or a virus, per se, let's say, if you came in contact with it, could have started just yesterday, but not cancer. Mm-hmm. Heart disease, did heart disease just start yesterday? No. Did diabetes all of a sudden just spring up on your system yesterday? No. Did, endometriosis, did chronic fatigue, did ALS, did MS, did all these things, all of us that are now commonplace in our world, just spring up yesterday? No. They are a culmination of years of an environment and our bodies living in these environments And the only way to protect that and to help from that is to try and reverse that process. And now understanding how important zinc is and how important iron is and vitamin D and the relationship between those. Well, guess what? Most of all those things we get from our food. So we're now living in a world where we're not nourishing our bodies and we're not giving it the things it needs. Then we think that we're going to be able to find the healthy stuff somewhere out of a package out of a grocery store. Common sense would tell me different. So,
well, you know what I find out too is that we talk about children and we say now, why is there so much autism? Why is there so much all of these other diseases coming back up? Why are my kids always sick all the time? Why is now children's medicine just as devastating as, you know, cancer at the end? Why last year did many pediatric oncologists just tell me at my recent medical conference that last year has been their most destructive year? They have had the worst year ever because so many children were diagnosed with such advanced stages and so many children had died. You know, and my way of thinking when I talk to these patients and these people about it is that I look at what I had said in the beginning about going through the generation, you know, the years and the decades. I look at our DNA as a generation thing. Let's think of about it as a plot of land. You've got 3 acres. And for the past several decades, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, you've consistently grown plants in those same plots every single year. The same plants, the same plots. When you got around to 20 years out, you notice, funky bugs here, but I'm just going to ignore it. Let's ignore it. Then you get up to maybe about 50 or 60 years in and you say, wow, we didn't get anything this year. What happened? 70, 80 more years, you say, you know, I could take a picture of that land and what it produced 90 years ago and today, and it is a grim shadow of itself. So that's how I think of DNA, to explain to people how we got where we are now, is because all those generations of constantly abuse and not nurturing, abuse and not giving nutrition to, and abuse and not paying attention to the warning signs has gotten them to that place. And that's exactly what we have done with the human race. Right now, I think, you know, when people, doctors say, well, you're a healthy person. You could not take a room of 100 doctors and say, are every one of your doctors healthy? No. You probably get maybe 2% if they were really honest. You could go to a high school and say, I've got 10,000 kids here. How many are healthy? You might come up with 1,000. The ratios are rapidly depleting because everybody has got that spot already in there and they're just not recognizing it.
No, that's, again, a similar analogy to what I was describing, because I think it really brings home to people for a simple understanding, because I want it put to me simply. Don't put it in these deep scientific terms of cellular biology and chemistry and the physics of how our cells work. I get it. It's beyond my pay grade, is how we say. But it interests me to know it. I love to look. I think of it like I love astronomy. I love to look at the stars and wonder and just think about that. But guess what? Try and explain to me the nature of a neutron and a proton and a in a collapsing star from a scientific point of view, and I said, you just lost all its beauty to me. That's great that that's how it works, but it doesn't mean anything to me. So what means it to me is, again, in life, is being healthy. You know, I attended a seminar a few weeks ago the title of it was, I think it's Your Health is Your Wealth. And it really hit me this time to really make that connection, that we put so much effort and time in our world today to a certain degree of that we want to be wealthy, we need to be successful, and this, that, the other. And I'm like, I got to the point that says, you know what? I want to be healthy. I want to have all my physicality. I want to have all my ability to walk and run. I was, you know, just running yesterday with my middle son, and it was like, That's great. That's wonderful. That was you know, that I was able to keep up with him at 10 years old, and what a great thing that is, because without that, what is the point of everything else? It has no value to it. I can't enjoy my children. I can't enjoy my family. I can't enjoy my friends. And so your health is your wealth really made it clear to me to say, wow, you need to focus on that. If that means that I have to drive around in a used car and I don't ever get a new car again in my life, I'm okay with that. That means I never get to go to the movie theaters ever again to watch a movie. Okay, I'll wait till they come out on Netflix, but I'm not going to go spend the $60 to go see the movie there. I'll wait for it to come out on Netflix in a year, and I'd rather use that money to go buy some organic food and make my smoothies and be sure to take my supplements, because that is much more important to me. Yes, I enjoy a good movie, you know, but really, what comes with it? I don't want the bucket of popcorn now that I know what's in it. Now I know it's, you know, I don't want any high fructose corn syrup that they're going to be putting in those things. I have to do it on my own, and yet it goes against the grain, especially like during the holiday season here. You know, we got, my kids were already talking about some movie that's coming out this weekend, and oh yeah, The Hobbit's coming out, and this, and, you know, they want to go do this. And I'm like, how do I find that balance? Because for me, it's not a big deal, but for them, they don't know any difference. So I have to teach them that. Okay, you know, if we are going to go to the movies, then we're going to go to the Sunday, you know, dollar theater, and that we're going to pack our own lunch to go there and take it with us, because we're not going to buy the food that's there. But that takes effort and energy. But I now know why I do it, and I try to convey to them that, trust me, this is like, it's like maintaining your house or your car. For most of us that have always had a new car, you know, what happens if you never washed it? Never washed it, never changed the oil, never rotated the tires, never did anything. How long is that car going to last? Not very long, and it's expensive, and it's, but yet you go out and replace it. Well, our bodies, we can't do that. So if we take care of our bodies a little bit at a time, we washed it every week, we waxed it, we kept it in the garage out of the sun so it doesn't get oxidized, we maintained it when things do start to get a little creaky and old, what happens to it if we hold on to it for 40 years? It becomes a classic, doesn't it? Everybody goes, ooh, wow, look at that great-looking car. Wow, I remember used to have one of those cars. You think about that with all the classic car shows there are today. Well, personally, I like my body to be the same way. When I get old enough, I want to be a classic.
And we have to think about that. The important things is what you need to put in, like nutrients. You know, I have so many times, I mean, I am definitely guilty of this, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have been down this road too. The doctor would say, tell me what you ate yesterday. And here's your answers. You know, I had a hamburger, I had french fries, whatever. That really should not be our answer. Tell me what you ate yesterday should be, I had greens, yellows, reds, oranges, you know, and I had protein. Or did I have vitamin C or vitamin D, or did I take my supplements? Because that's the important part. I always would like to compare. People would say, well, I looked on the internet and broccoli is great for breast cancer. Okay, so I hate broccoli, but I'm going to go get it anyway, and they pick it up in a microwave thing where it's got a picture of broccoli on the front, and they believe that that broccoli, that little piece in the microwave, is going to do something for their breast cancer, when really it's not at all. We're talking about the wrong things. We're talking about sort of even, here's another example. So we talk about, people would say to me, oh, did you see that product? I think it's called Sunshine. And I'm like, no, I don't know anything about product names. Can you tell me what you're talking about in the ingredient that's important to you? Because the ingredient is what's supposed to be your nutrition or your nutrients that are getting into your body. It's not about what the name is on the item. And how we really need to look forward, going forward, start shifting what we're saying to people. You know, when a patient says, I'm taking so-and-so supplement, and they're giving you a name, and sometimes it's not always the name. It may be marketed because it's important with a name. But yours, I mean, PolyMVA, has a very important ingredient, and it's the ingredient that makes the difference in changing our immune system, right?
Well, it's not only just the ingredient, but the combination of. And what I mean by that is the fact that it says, you know, you brought up vitamin C and some other things that that go down a laundry list of the vegetables that you just, you know, the reds, the yellows, the greens. Why are those so unique in our physiology. Well, guess what? They're made up of the minerals and the vitamins of the earth and of the nutritional value that they get from it. Well, where do you think we come from? You know, that we're part of the same symbiotic structure, and it's why we need it. Now I understand why anything that doesn't support that or enhance that or bring some value to it is technically a poison. So, and I use that in tongue-in-cheek to a certain degree, but the chemicals that are put in our foods to make them last longer on shelves or to make them taste better to our tongue do little value of anything to our physiology, and if anything, they do damage. And that's the hard one to really swallow, that, you know, these high-fructose corn syrups, let's say, or, just go look on a open up a package in anyone's kitchen and look what's on the side of most of these things. If you can't pronounce it 9 times out of 10, it's usually a good indication of something that you don't want to be putting in your body. Your body doesn't understand these chemicals. It can't relate to it. So it creates all these different, it tries to, but it can't. And ultimately what happens? There's either a breakdown in our, it suppresses our immune system. There's a breakdown or a damage to one of our organs or one of our tissues, one of our subsystems. And our bodies are these complex machines that are wonderful on one level. So we need to target that, and we need to support that. And when we do, the byproduct of that is health. So I try and put that into a recipe of success. And what I mean by that is that you can use that analogy for a recipe of success for being successful in life and or in health. In sports, there's a recipe for success. You need to practice. You need to show up. You need to, you know, to follow the rules. You got to do these things. And typically when you do, you're successful. Well, guess what? Our health is the same way. If we put together a recipe of success, which includes good food, clean water, clean air, supplements, sleep, you know, detoxification, not a lot of negative stress in our lives, those few things that I just mentioned right there translate into a successful, usually healthy person. If it doesn't, then usually you're imbalanced and you're not healthy. And I'm sure most of us have had some effect with that, because welcome to life. That is something that you learn, and I didn't learn these things by being perfect by any means. I learned them by not doing some of them the right way. And I had to understand, and I came to, I better change that, because that's not very healthy for you, or, you know, it's impacting your life in a negative way. Okay, time for change. That's good. That's part of the journey of life and the wonder of it. But putting that together and trying to follow it and keeping it simple and using a lot of common sense is something that we all have and we all can do. So we don't need to be some, you know, PhD researcher to understand this. We don't have to be some MD to figure it out. But what we do need are those people that do have those types of degrees and specialties to help lead us and show us and keep it simple and give us the support that we need to keep going that way.
You know, and unfortunately, we've come so far in being able to get the correct nutrition because of all of the products that we have been really exposed to or ingrained in believing that are good for us, that now it's really, we have to go back to such simple basics as just getting, okay, how much vitamin C did I eat today, you know? And you have to look. And you, if you add, some people say, well, I added up all my packages that I ate today. I had literally had someone say that to me, you know? And this had 2%, and
wow,
that had 4%, and does 6% on this. And it's like, really? Are you kidding? And that's exactly what they believed that to be. So let's go where it's so important now. Let's talk about poly-MVA and why it's so important and how people got where they are and why it's used. Because I can tell you, to all the listeners, I went to another cancer medical conference just recently, and the entire discussion was about, you know, people's longevity is significantly decreased after diagnosis, and they know that they're doing the best they can, but they have no cure. And what they like to call it is remission. excuse me. And when they call that, they also know that the rest of the cells may come back again, or other different cells may become activated, so they have a problem again. But really, someone stood up and said, what can we call cure? How can we affect cure? And I'm not calling it remission. I'm saying cure, those four letters. And everybody in the room did not really have an answer. There was kind of a dead silence. I mean, you could hear a pin drop, and everybody just sat there. And finally, one person answered the question. They said, the immune system and the extracellular fluids. And that is something that is so basic and so core to our body, because that's really all we're made out of, is cells, the fluids around them, and how they interact and how they work to be able to form a body, to be able to keep us healthy and keep all the other stuff out there. That's all our body is. And we think about it as such a complicated system, you know, and you have to be so educated with 100 letters after your name to be able to describe it to me. That's really not true. So what are your thoughts on that, Al?
Well, I couldn't have asked for a better segue into the discussion on where we'll go with poly-MVA and how that fits in. So our bodies are these culminations of these systems. And even going back to the analogy of the seeds in the garden, you take that seed and you leave it on your counter. What's going to happen to it? Nothing. Yet inside mm-hmm. there has all the genetic material to make this plant. Let's say it's an oak tree. Okay. In that little seed, because oak trees I think are good. Actually, sequoias are even more powerful. The biggest trees on the planet have some of the smallest seeds of anything else. Yet inside that is all the genetic material and instructions to create a tree that could be well over 300 feet tall, 30 feet in diameter, and live for over 3,000 years. Wow. All right. But if you leave that seed does not do anything unless it can get planted. And when it does, the first thing that's going to happen, once you take that seed, put it in the dirt, add some water and a little bit of sunshine. If at the moment of germination, you could take a voltmeter and measure it, what you're going to see is a chemical reaction that was created because of the earth and the sun and the water and the heat and the heat, and you'd have energy. You'd be able to actually pick it up and measure it. Well, guess what? Our systems are no different. And when that energy is properly generated through sunlight and plant photosynthesis in human beings and animals and living creatures through a process known as ATP, then all of a sudden the genetic information can now start to get played out. Another simple analogy I like to use in the age of computers is, guess what? Your computer, your phone has all the information you need to go do what you need to do. But if you didn't have power in it, if you didn't have the right, your battery's low, if the power in your house is out, are any of those electronics going to work? Nope. And if they do, they're going to work poorly. So our bodies are no different. It needs the proper energy to go and do all these processes for this extracellular fluid, for the exchange of ions, for communication between our nervous systems. All these things need the proper energy. Well, guess what? Abnormal cells, a.k.a. cancer cells, don't use energy the same way our normal cells. They use it a little bit differently. Wow. So if the body's energies were maintained at a good constant level in a healthy way, would that then in turn help to keep us healthy and maybe even cancer-free? The answer is yes. So how does poly-MVA fit into all this? Well, poly-MVA targets that energy pathway of our cells. Think of it as like a jumper cable in certain instances, or just simply a good solid source of energy production that our cells can always use and have ready, at the ready, this extra support for what they need to go do, whether that's a blood cell, whether that's a nervous system cell, whether that's a stomach cell, and a kidney cell, whatever cell in our body. Out of the 70 trillion cells, that's right, 70 trillion cells that the average human being has, adult, they all need energy. They have to process things. They have to take in the food. They have to break it down. They have to utilize it, all the vitamins, minerals, enzymes. Then they have to get out all the waste, and that cycle continues. And as long as that works and that fashion of health, we're good. When that starts to break down, when that starts to become compromised or toxic or backed up or cut off, a byproduct of that is going to be, by definition, disease. So therein where I keep talking about how simple it is at a certain level, and yet the difficulty becomes in, like you said, how much vitamin C? Well, I don't worry about that anymore on a daily basis. Why? Because I know I'm going to at least eat 3 servings of fruits and vegetables, or 9 servings of fruits and vegetables, 3 typically at every meal. And when I do that, I don't necessarily have to worry about whether I took in the right amount of vitamin C or not, because the fruits and vegetables that I'm taking in are loaded with them. You know, and then I add that with my supplementation, what I have. And now my body has at its availability all the time as much as it can. If it ever needs the vitamin C or the vitamin D or the vitamin E or the vitamin A or the any of the minerals, it's always at the ready. Maybe today I didn't use it enough of it. Okay, well, guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to give it to it again.
And well, you know, and too, a lot of people don't understand the concept that with, like, let's use autoimmune as an example. That's the cells having a conversation of static. That's the simplest way that I can put it to them. Because when cells communicate and talk to each other, the job gets done. When you have resonating static, nothing gets done and things go haywire. And you also look at cancer too. If there's how many trillions of cells in your body, and you say, why do I have stage 4, doc? You would see me every 6 months or every year. Well, it's just that finally the count got high enough to be able to beat an elephant. Finally, the count got high enough so that instead of having one blade of grass, now I have a yard, you know? So it's just a culmination of things together that have finally put up, you know, the surrender flag, as I like to say it. Because now they're saying, we're done, we're cooked, we're here, you're not listening. You know, what are you going to do about it? And then with PolyMVA, by giving all of the, you know, the great things for the ingredients to be able to give the cells the energy, the good cells, to be able to have that conversation and say, you know, it seems like there's somebody that doesn't belong in our house. Maybe we need to be a little bit louder in our communication and this other thing will go away. That's a simple way of thinking about if you overpower your body with the correct nutrition, then some of these other things that weren't working as well or that may have been collecting and stuck or in your body that were causing a little bit of inflammation here or there, they can start dissipating because they're being overwhelmed. That's just another way of looking at it, too.
That's actually a really good way. Thank you for putting it in those terms, because it really is that simple. The common sense that our body utilizes to work is really that simple. Out of those 70 trillion cells we were just discussing, every day our body is replicating 1% of those. And then every day, out of those ones that get replicated, many of them don't replicate correctly. That's just part of the process. But the systems are turned on. They're supported. They have the energy. They have all the nutrients available to, like you said, to speak louder, to say, hey, guess what? Little cell over here just didn't quite differentiate properly, so we need to take him out of the system because he's not going to be helpful to the team, so he's got to go. Okay, well, that happens normally. But if the environment is poor, if the immune system is a little suppressed, not enough support in the system on multiple levels, and that little abnormal cell gets left there, what do you think happens years later? Now we have an abnormal cell that got left around. And if this is a cancer, it can become cancerous. That's an abnormal cell, an undifferentiated cell, a cell that didn't properly mature. It stayed in a young state, replicating, no longer being part of the system. Let's say if it was a pancreas cell, it now had been hung around and didn't become a healthy pancreas cell. It now becomes pancreatic cancer. If it had to stay in your liver, it becomes liver cancer. If it stayed in your colon, it's now colon cancer. So that's a real simplistic way of how these things occur over time. And it's why we need to be vigilant in supporting our body's multiple systems, the immune system being, of course, one of the targets. But again, I now think of immune system not as the sole reason for being anti-abnormal cell, per se. Because if that were the case, and our bodies are now replicating and have abnormal cells happening all over, then we would have cancer all over, and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it becomes metastatic. But the primary cancer usually starts out just in one location. So you're telling me that just on some day, maybe 3, 5, 10 years ago, in my pancreas, that my immune system was just off that day, and it allowed that pancreas cell to stay around, but it didn't allow any other cell that was going abnormal in my system. That doesn't make any sense. You know, viruses, bacteria, when they get into our bodies, you see them all over, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can check your blood. They're all over your body. Okay, a cancer cell isn't like that until it becomes waste, late stage, or becomes really severely metastatic. But even then, it doesn't go everywhere. Certain cancers lodge in certain places, typically like lungs or the brain or things of that nature, or the bones. But they don't go down to your toes. It doesn't end up in your calf. It doesn't go into your hip, per se. Why is that? If it was just a function of immune system, then there'd be a different outcome of cancer everywhere, like bacteria and viruses are. Now, I may be incorrect on that. I'm not a PhD researcher, but again, I like using common sense. And at least from what I've researched and what I have seen, it's not that way. So that tells me that there's a different mechanism in place. There's a much more localized event that's happening in the pancreas and the colon. And what that is, and I think most of us would agree at a certain level, is think about inflammation. Inflammation is the constant irritation of any tissue. So if you get bitten by a little mosquito, you have, you know, irritation on your skin. And if you kept scratching it, then you're going to irritate the skin more and the tissue is going to rise and become a bump. And if you keep scratching it, what happens to it? Does it go away?
Right.
No. It continues to get worse, and it's likely going to get infected. And then what if you kept scratching it? Well, and this really hit me when one of the doctors had told me that a definition of cancer had been a wound that never heals. That was the way they described it many years ago when they didn't quite understand what it was, and then they could see it on the outside of the human body. It's a wound that never heals. For anyone that has seen cancer that way, you'll understand what I mean. You can go Google some pictures of it if you want. They're not very pretty, so prepare yourself. But I now understand it. Why can't the body close that wound? Because it's constantly being irritated. It's being inflamed. And then I look and correlate the results with and the research that talks about chronic inflammation of our body. Well, guess what? If you have colitis, you have like a 35% chance of getting colon cancer more than normal. If you have pancreatitis, you have a 42% chance of getting pancreatic cancer over the average person. All these various itises that we have, a.k.a. constant irritation to this tissue or organ, will increase your likelihood of cancer, typically at the minimum of 20%, and in some instances as high as 52% or 56%. Wow, there's common sense staring me in the face again. So why are anti-inflammatories so helpful in our body? Vitamin E's, coenzyme Q10s, these things are naturally anti-inflammatory, and where do we find most of those things? In our food.
Right.
Wow. The common sense just keeps flooding over and over and over to me that what we put into our bodies, what we put into our mouth each and every day has a profound impact. Maybe just not tomorrow. You're not going to see it. But over the course of a 60, 70, 80-year lifespan, huge, absolutely huge. And so, okay, there's the simple answer from it.
And you know what I always think of, too, when you say about inflammation, I think of what, as I had described before, was about that static on the line. I think of inflammation as static. It's that resonating buzz sound that just won't go away. And, you know, also when I was at the conference, there was a lot of controversy. Well, we believe this cancer is caused by a deletion in this part of the DNA, and it's a system that isn't working correctly, and we're going to target that cell type, that cell line. When really what they've done, and they have shown this, is that you could have an entire flow chart with over maybe 10, 20,000 different, quote, piece deletions. And what they're really doing is they're saying, we're going to scan all these 10 to 20,000 patients and see where their deletions are. And whatever seems to be the darkest on our flow chart, which is how many hits got in a certain spot, that's the line we're going to go after. So really when people are saying, you know, what types of therapies or treatments did you get and did it help one person or another, this is the difference, because we are so individuals that you cannot say with 100% accuracy that everybody has the same deletion on the same thing, on the same DNA, we're going to target it with the same drug, and everybody's good to go. And that really has been the bane of being able to find, quote, cures for any disease or any chronic illness up to this point. And really when we look at, when I look at something like poly-MVA, I think of we are turning away that static by we're turning up a conversation. And that's what I think of it as. So if you can take all of the cells in your body and give them the certain basic nutrition that you have in this product and turn everything up, we're turning up the conversation so loud that you can hear the dialogue over the static and how important that is. Because no matter where your deletion is or no matter where your cell line that may be misfiring or whatever, if you turn up a conversation and reduce the static, you may have a better chance at that. And even in the face of therapies, because when you're having therapies done or when you're having a multitude of medications and stuff and things just don't seem to be kicking in, this may be the product that will turn that conversation up, and then all of a sudden everything goes, oh, okay, we got it, right?
Well, that's a great way to, again, I love the way you're putting things, because it really helps to make sense. And we're keeping it simple, which is important for anyone that's trying to really get a handle on this for their health, for their own maybe their personal health, maybe it's some information insight for a family member, and that family member can include our pets as well, because again they're being hit the same way with diseases as humans are. So especially cats and dogs. And what's interesting enough is that the poly-MVA works actually even better in animals than it does in humans, because animals have no placebo effect. Humans, of course, the power of our mind is very powerful and able to increase or suppress our various systems on what we believe and how we think. So, but you put it in a great way, and I like to take it even a step further. For those of you who have ever seen like big conference halls, and fortunately or unfortunately, I'm in them all the time. I always get amazed at you know, if you look at the light panel and on the wall, because of the big hall, they must have about 20 or 30 light switches to control all the various lights in these panels. So when we want to turn them on, our bodies have natural, we have anti-cancer genes, as they call them, genes that turn on to know that, oh, there's an abnormal cell. We need to go and perform this function to help take care of it. Well, that made me think, wow, an anti-cancer gene. Well, what happens if that gene happens to be turned off on that day when that pancreatic cell that we were talking about earlier decides to get left hanging around? That makes more sense to me than our immune system being just turned off that day, because now maybe the immune system in that local area needed to be turned up a little bit, like you say, have a louder conversation. But how does that happen? Well, that happens with energy. That happens with our cells and our body and our systems being online. And if any one time those are down, now we're opening ourselves up to these abnormal cells and dysfunction in our body. So these conversations that our cells are having, each and every day they're communicating. And how do they communicate? Well, electrically, chemically. Okay, so if our cells communicate electrically and chemically, and we are not supporting the energy system electrically, and at the same time maybe we're not supporting the chemical reaction because we're not, where does that chemical reaction get its fuel from except from the food that we eat? So yeah, we're not eating good food. We're not supporting it from a good energy point of view because we're not getting very much sleep and we're really stressed and all these kind of things. That's a recipe for abnormality. That's a recipe for disease. And I'm like, wow, it's like keeping all these light switches turned on. And that's what our responsibility is. That's our stewardship, what I like to call it, to our bodies is to do. We keep these light switches turned on as often as possible as we can. We keep that power plugged into our body so that it's always available to take care of what it has to do because our health is our wealth. Our health is the key. Without it, everything else in our life suffers, period. Not only our health, but our relationships, everything with everybody. We can't be a part of the system anymore because we're too, you know, for those of you that have ever seen an advanced stage cancer patient, it's difficult. It's hell. I lost my mom and my sister to cancer. I know exactly what that is. I lost my mother when I was 3 and my sister when I was 30. So I got both perspectives. And now, again, another big passion of mine is I have three young sons and I want to be here as much as I can about them. Well, that requires me doing very specific things in my life on a daily basis, however drudgery and boring it is, to take my supplements, to eat my food, and maybe not always enjoy it. But that's my commitment to it because with that, everything else can now benefit from it. So, you know, this is where I think Pauly really comes in as a unique supplement in the world today because Dr. Gannett took together alpha-lipoic acid and thiamine, or B1, he complexed those two together. So they're not just separate, but they're together. And being together, they're synergistic. And what I mean by that is they help each other out rather than just individually being supportive. Think of two people in a room that are, let's say, cleaning a room together. As long as they're in the same room together, look at how much they can get done. If they're in the same household together, but one's upstairs, the other's downstairs, they're not really together. They're in the same space, and they do help each other, but not like they would be when they're in the same room together. You have four hands better than two. You have two minds working on the problem rather than one. So you have alpha-lipoic acid on one side, which is a wonderful water and fat-soluble free radical scavenger. And what that does is that protects our cells from oxidative stress, which is a wonderful thing to have. Well, guess what? Because you now have thiamine, B1, that's here attached to it, and it always goes where it goes, alpha-lipoic acid is here picking up all this free, this dangerous energy, we'll call it, dangerous free radicals. But what does it do with it? Well, guess what? Because it has thiamine attached to it, it can say, here, thiamine, what can you do with that? And thiamine says, oh, I know exactly what I do with that. I'm a B-complex vitamin, and I support energy production in our cells. So I know exactly where I can take this bad stuff, call it recycling to a certain degree, take it over here and give it to the cell, and now I can upregulate the energy production of normal cells, of all cells. Wow. I can do that. And what's a byproduct of that? Energy and oxygen. Do you think aerobic cells love energy and oxygen? They sure do. And what about anaerobic cells, a.k.a. abnormal cells? They don't like oxygen. They don't like energy. They're low-energy state beings. They don't want to be given energy because if they are given energy, energy is going to tell them to go turn on or go turn off. Go do what you need to go do as a pancreatic cell, like you talked about earlier. Go do what you're supposed to do. Oh, you're not going to do that? Then guess what? You're out of the system. You're not a team player. You got to go. Okay. That's the way our body works. So Pauly really is a unique supplement that allows our bodies to support, protect, and increase that energy production, which then drives every other mechanism and functionality of our bodies as a whole.
You know, so many people, like we've said in the beginning, don't really need to know the concept of all the science, but they do need to know that it is important to get certain nutrients in our body. When we look at PolyMVA, it has very unique ingredients because those ingredients, like you've just said, one will hook to another, will hook to another to do a process. That process will then incur another end product that will need something else to hook onto it, which is another ingredient. And it's very important because, like, let's say with the broccoli idea in the beginning, you know, granted broccoli is great, but we're really not talking about the broccoli that's important. We're talking about the sulfur compound in the broccoli that is important. And you have to think of also, is just sitting down and eating broccoli for breakfast, you know, a little tiny piece in your eggs really going to do something for you if it didn't also have its other lock and key and carriers with it? But in PolyMVA, you have ingredients that are lock and key and ingredients that are cofactors which need to be together to ramp up that conversation of communication, as we've said before, right?
That's a great way of putting it. Thank you. You're exactly right. They're in PolyMVA as a whole. It's put together with all its ingredients, not just haphazardly. So if you look at other multi-mineral or multi-complex supplements, for that, say, like a multivitamin, okay, they just have them squished all together. But the PolyMVA is very specific on what it has put in there to support that process. It is targeted to protect and support our cells, period, end of story. So the alpha-lipoic acid in there, the thiamine, the B2, the B12, the N-acetylcysteine, the formylmethionine, the molybdenum, rhodium, ruthenium, they are all in there, not just because they're in there very much for a specific function to keep PolyMVA as efficient and supportive to our cells as possible. So I like to think of it as you get to wax and you get to wax your car and fill up the gas tank at the same time. And we both know that we all love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We can never be, I'll never forget, I think it was my father that told me when I was in a hurry one time, he gave me the analogy to say, are you ever too much in a hurry that you can't fill up your gas tank?
Right.
You got to make time for it somewhere. Because with that, as long as you have fuel in your tank, then you can continue to go and take care of the other things you need to do. And if you can always, of course, you know, because as a, yeah, my dad did say it to me because I was taking care of my Mustang I had in high school, and I'd wash that thing every weekend, right, and make sure it was all cleaned up, put a coat of wax on it, yada, 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 because that was the big thing to have in high school was your own car. And you took care of it like no other. And so PolyMVA is the ability to protect and will wax your car every day, so it's protecting it. And at the same time, it's giving you some extra gas in your gas tank that you really didn't, you'd have to go pay for and fill up with. Wow, what a win-win situation. So here's my body. It's, of course, developing free radicals, being exposed to oxidative stress. It's a normal part of life. Can't stop that. I can't stop the excesses of it. Hence the reason why, you know, excessive exposure to sunlight, too many, you know, not enough sleep, those types of things. Oxidize and put pressure on the body and the cells, it has to rejuvenate. Well, now you have something that can support this and protect it at the same time, and it makes perfect sense now why it's become such a supportive mechanism for individuals, for doctors, for clinics to be used in their patients across the board. So does it treat these diseases? No. We're not targeting a treatment. This isn't a drug. This, you know, drugs are very monospecific. They target one area. That's why they're easy to study. Okay, they give you Tylenol. It's a COX-2 inhibitor. We can go and test that. We can look at that. We can see how much of it we can give you before it becomes too toxic, and we know what it'll do. But that's it. Does Tylenol ever heal your injury? Let's say you fall down and hurt your knee. Is it Tylenol that's healing your injury? Is it ibuprofen that's healing your injury? Does nothing for the healing. Your body is still healing. The Tylenol simply allows us to sleep through the night, maybe if it's a lot of pain, or helps to decrease the swelling, which is argumentative in one point, because many of the new doctors out there are talking about how the swelling is the body's ability to rush blood flow to heal it. Our responsibility is to stay off the injury, but do we ever do that? No. We want to take the Tylenol. We want to take the ibuprofen so that we can continue on through our day. We don't want to feel it. We just want to be able to continue through. Our body eventually heals us if we take care of it, right?
Right.
So drugs very rarely, ever heal us. Our bodies heal us. So now drugs are wonderful things. I'm not bashing drugs on any means. There are drugs out there that are saving people's lives, hands down. But if you have to be on a drug every day for the rest of your life, in most situations, there's a problem. You're not treating the problem. You're treating the symptom. You're treating
Absolutely.
The after effect of what the situation is. And we need to change that mindset. I think we're doing a better job than we ever have. But we have to change it even more so because we have more disease. We have more illness and ill health in this world at a time when we should be having a whole lot more. We have people living longer, but they're not living quality of life. What is that? You know, and I think cancer drugs are about the epitome of that. Their measurement is the extension of time. That is all. They do not measure quality of life. So you lived another 18 months, but you were bedridden in the hospital on morphine. Okay. If that's your goal, then okay, use that. If that's not your goal, and I think they should present it that way in these studies on cancer specifically, to give people a much more honest point of view. Oh, we're going to give you this drug and put you through these treatments, and you know, Avastin is going to extend your life by 4 months, and it's going to cost $80,000. What? Are you kidding me? Really? That's the best we can come up with? No, it's not. And I've seen it, and I'm sure as you've seen it, there's better ways. And the one that I have seen both increase time and increase quality of life is an integration of them both. So where you take the best of both worlds. And in some instances, yeah, you need that drug. It helps to handle the emergency situation and get something under control. And then after that, let's do everything in the world we can to support the body. Enzymes, vitamins, minerals, juicing, rest, relaxations, acupuncture, massage therapy, all those wonderful things that we know work. I mean, it's common sense, you know. My grandmother was right. You get a cold. Why did I always feel better when I was with grandma? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it really the chicken soup? No.
Right.
Somebody was there taking care of you, you know, bringing you some hot tea and a nice, and it was her love that made you feel better as well. Great. If that's it, then let's do it. And I think we have much more examples out there than we've ever had in our world today that people are healing themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And when you bring all that together, oh, it's a wonderful thing. And I can honestly tell you that, everyone, from the people that I've seen. Some people use the word miracle. I just think it's life doing what, when you give life the right support, yeah, miracles do happen. You're absolutely right.
You know, our hour has flown by. And I think yes, it has. And, you know, and I think that will bring us up to our closing statements. But I do think that what you just said brings us right back to my opening statement on the call today was, what is cure and how can we get some of it? And really, cure is just you doing what you can to be able to support your own body to live as long as you can with a great quality of life that you're able to sustain. And we always think at the end, quality of life, hey, I've got my bucket list, I got to go, so I don't have quality of life. No, bucket list is the quality of life you can sustain at that time. So granted, you can't climb, you know, that volcano, but you sure can go sit at the bottom and look at it. You know, there are things you can do. But also when we talk about poly-MVA, and I was always thinking about this too, is that if you can turn down, as we've said before, turn down that static and better communication for your cells, it's not just the cancerous cells, it's the good cells. It's not just the cells that are in your heart or in your lungs or in your brain. We're saying all cells across the board. So the liver, it's turned up more. It's working better. So the nerves in your body are turned up. They're working better. Blood vessels, you know, blood vessels are surrounded by muscles. Those muscles in your blood vessels are working better. The red blood cells themselves are working better. So by just giving this nutrition of this product will help to be able to get everything working better. And just we did miss on one note is that the items in PolyMVA is that can that be gotten from my diet? So maybe you could talk about that for a second on your closing.
Okay, happy to. Thank you for succinctly putting that all together. The ingredients can be gotten in food, but the combination of them to be present at the time for them to work synergistically together cannot. So the unique complex that's in PolyMVA is called lipoic acid palladium complex, and it only exists in PolyMVA. So, but because it's what we call a mimic of the pathway of our body, it gets absorbed into our system, and it works well with other things. It's why it is so unique, and yet can be used in, you know, a preventive dose of a quarter of a half teaspoon all the way up to 8 teaspoons, depending on how one would like to use it. So it gives it variations on when, how, and when, and yet at all the time it's still doing the same mechanistic support. So whether it's someone that's just looking for prevention at a quarter teaspoon, maybe a diabetic that needs more protection because of the diabetes at 2 teaspoons, someone with 4, 8, or combinations of integrative approaches are what's really making it unique. So it exists as it is only in the bottle, but working into an overall health approach where you start bringing in, you know, the CoQ10s and the vitamin Ds and the zincs and the magnesiums and everything else that our body needs. It's like an orchestra is the best way I can put it. And PolyMVA is the orchestra master. PolyMVA is the ringleader saying, okay, the percussions over here can work, the baritones over here, everybody can come together, but without the leader, they're individual. And Poly provides that leadership. Poly provides that cohesion to say, okay, here's your energy, here's your protection. Now, liver cell, you guys go work together. Lymphatic system, you take care of it. Endocrine, you know, parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system, you guys, all right, here, come all together and keep this body healthy, keep it going. Because that's the great thing about the body. It's what's called, here's a cool word I always love, homeostasis. It's homeostatic. It's trying to be healthy. All we have to do is give it what it is, and we can only get that through our food and our nutrition. Give it good food, give it good nutrition, and guess what? The byproduct of it is good health.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for being with us today, Al. And also for our listeners, if you could give us the website, because to the listeners, when you call in to AMARC and you have some questions, they have fabulous customer service, and they will take the time to answer your questions. It's not just call up and I'm going to order this and, well, I have a question, and they're like, well, did you need to visit our website? That's not the answer. They are very, very helpful. So if you could give us the website, that would be great.
Sure. Real simple. It's, of course, www, and just like the product name is, PolyMVA. So that'd be P-O-L-Y, M as in Mary, V as in Victor, A as in Apple.com. So PolyMVA.com. And you can reach us also at 866, of course, PolyMVA. And so all our information is on the net as well. You can email us, you can call us, you can fax us. We can set a time to call you back, whatever your question might be, to see how Poly could, you know, fit into your life, your situation, or if you have a family, friend, or even a pet for that matter, that you want to keep healthy and or help through with a situation. That's what we're here for.
And you have the best customer service, too, so that is very important. Because let's say if I call in for my mother and my mother says, well, I want to hear about it, I'll call back, your company allows all this conversation.
That's correct.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. We rolled right through that hour without a breath to even take.
Wow, that's always a good sign when that happens, because that means that it just, you just didn't have to think about it. It just really flowed really nicely. And thank you, Dr. J, for all you're doing and helping to spread the word on good health and well-being, and that letting people know they can do it themselves as well. And with the guidance of others, we can find better solutions for some of these difficult problems.
Thank you so much for being with us, and hopefully you'll be on again in the spring with us.
I look forward to it. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
So if anybody would like more information about the product PolyMVA, there is a link directly on today's show page. There is also the direct link to the company A-Mark. You can click on there, and believe me, their customer service is fabulous. You just call up and you say, you know, I just heard about this product. I think it may help me. Can you tell me more? That's all you need to tell them. They'll be more than happy to guide you through some of the questions and answers that you need to be asking yourself. Also, they'll be more than happy to direct you to more information. So please, as we've said before, you know, it's great that you're looking at some alternatives. You're saying, I'm not feeling well. I need to do something else. But please think about that you really need to take care of yourself. You can't take products and turn around and, you know, eat fast food every single meal. Or you can't say, well, you know, hey, I've been doing things all my life. This has worked for me, but now I'm sick. So I'm just going to take this and I'll continue on my old path. You really need to stop and slow down and say, what is not working? Because if it's worked so well, you wouldn't be in the situation you're in. And it's really hard to say that, but do ask for help. So thank you so much for being with us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. It's been a pleasure. And until tomorrow, have a wonderful day.